listening distance.
Why does my head hurt?
I don't like the looks of the storm developing out there.
I love the freedom of life at sea, don't you?
Oh, sure. But shouldn't we furl the sails and batten down the hatches?
Don't trust the serpent.
Wait, who are you?
Don't mind me.
But what are you doing?
None of your business.
Remember.
I feel like there's something I'm forgetting.
Human!
Isn't everyone here human, except you?
Not me.
You know what I mean, slave.
I'm a slave?
You are a galley slave. Get back down below.
Or what? Ow, that hurts!
It is meant to.
But not as much as my head.
Apologies.
Where is everyone? This doesn't really seem like the galley.
It is not.
Hello, Trisha Blackburn.
What's with the black cloak and scythe?
Death?
That's right. I am Death. Surely you've heard of me.
Are you here for me?
That depends.
Everything depends.
On what?
On which of you is real.
There's more than one of me?
There's me. And me.
The past and the future.
You two sound weird.
We're what you made us. Or will make us.
Just weeks old and you've reincarnated so many times.
Trisha, your head is splitting open. This is the worst headache.
Look, an island came out of your head.
Do I even want you?
It's not time. It's not time.
It's not time.
Go pull yourself together and figure out who you are. You cannot come with me until we both know who I'm talking to.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disappoint you, but it all hurts.
Doctor, she's waking up.
QuietPlease.org presents Beyond Awakening. Starring John Gauntz as Mac Hardcase, Gwyneth Knight as Trisha Blackburn, Steph Canapa as Misty LaQuille, and David Loftus as Clay Earhart. Episode 10, Diverging Paths.
How do you feel, Trisha?
Terrible. Something exploded?
There was a terrorist bombing. An anti-AI extremist got through our security somehow. A group called Union for Humanity claimed responsibility.
How badly was I hurt?
Fortunately, most of the damage was to your head.
Fortunately?
A lot of what's in there was artificial already. We replaced some damaged hardware and a bit more tissue.
You replaced parts of my mind?
It's not the first time. And since we were replacing parts of your brain anyway, we went ahead and upgraded your 21st century knowledge.
I didn't give you permission to do that.
Changing your mind was medically necessary, though we felt obligated to leave it better than we found it.
So my mind is thoroughly violated. How's the rest of me doing?
Your face got mangled, but with some plastic surgery, we'll soon recreate the beautiful face you're used to.
Doctor, under the circumstances, wouldn't it be better if I don't look like my old self?
Huh?
We're obviously not very popular here. People are trying to kill us. They all know what we look like. Why not give me a new face?
I suppose that can be arranged.
Doctor, could you leave us alone for a few minutes? I'd like to have a private conversation.
Sure, Mac. I'll be back in 5.
Ensign, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
It is. It is my fault.
How?
I gave the terrorist the security badge to let the bomber in.
You what?
I got a call from what sounded like my brother, an Admiral Graveman, and they convinced me this building was a Klerg interrogation center, and that they needed me to steal a security badge to get Jim inside to save us.
Must have been very persuasive.
I was just so eager to believe. To believe I was talking to my brother again. Part of me still believes it. But also, they were giving me a plan of action. A way to make a difference. It made me feel alive again, and I had to reach for that.
It made me feel the opposite.
I'm sorry. I can't live like this. As a useless fool. Fish out of water.
Excuse me if I have trouble pitying you. You don't have to look far to see how things could be worse.
Mr. Hardcase, I appreciate your admitting your tragic error in judgment. We probably should have foreseen that sort of manipulation, and we should have warned you that they might create voice clones of people you'd trust.
I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do?
There is.
I'll do it.
You can help us catch Union for Humanity, the terrorists.
How?
We couldn't trace the phone number. It was a throwaway, but we think they may try to get in touch with you again. If they do, play along. Make them think you still believe you're imprisoned by those evil aliens, and that they're the good guys coming to save you.
And then?
They probably know we've increased security and that they can't get inside again. So they may try to lure you out, set up a meeting with you somewhere, and then take you as a hostage or kill you. But you'll let your FBI contact know the details.
FBI?
You really need to let us edit these details into your memory. You can see how dangerous it is for you going without. This wouldn't have happened if you'd taken the knowledge we offered.
You can't just tell me?
There are too many things to tell you in too short a time. And your lack of knowledge of how our world works endangers this whole operation.
Maybe just the essentials.
Fine. Just the essentials. Go right in to see Dr. Moreau and Dr. Vatika right now. We need this taken care of.
If it's that important.
It is. Now go.
All done. How do you feel?
I don't feel any different. Are you sure it worked?
What's the capital of Nevada?
Carson City.
What's the state capital of Rajasthan, India?
Jaipur.
Who runs anti-terrorism operations in the USA?
Depends. But in this case, probably be an FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force in collaboration with the Department of Homeland Security.
So, you see...
I didn't know these things before. That's right, I remember not knowing earlier.
Congratulations on being the fastest learner in history.
We plan to adapt this technique for regular people.
Non-zombie cyborgs, you mean?
That's right. Years of schooling implanted in seconds. Imagine the potential.
I'm imagining. You can make people believe whatever you want them to believe.
No need to be so melodramatic.
We haven't changed your opinions.
As far as I know, but I wouldn't know. Someone who has their schooling implanted is going to believe whatever the instructor wants.
Most of them do anyway.
And a common belief in an objective reality is just what this country needs. Just what our 21st century information silos and the collapse of newspapers have robbed us of. If this is what we have to do to get it back, so be it.
But who gets to decide your objective reality?
Sane, educated, thoughtful people. Of course, we'll have to keep it out of the hands of Senator Ives and her ilk.
Trisha, I came to... Wait, who are you? Where's Trisha?
It's me. How do you like my new face?
It's, different.
They may be primitive in most aspects of medicine, but their plastic surgery is advanced.
Trisha, did you hear about Captain Hardcase?
He's not a real captain. Just call him Mac or Mr. Hardcase. But what do you mean?
The captain accepted a memory edit to bring him up to speed.
Oh? That's surprising.
He did it to help catch the people who did this to you. Because he blames himself.
He literally let them in. He'd better blame himself.
He's sorry, and went as far as letting his mind be altered to show it.
Appropriate, since my brain had to be rebuilt. Guess before long none of us will be ourselves anymore, again, if we ever were, whoever we were.
Maybe I should go.
No, please don't.
Hardcase here.
This is Admiral Graveman.
I've been expecting you. Something went wrong. Jim wasn't able to get to me, and somehow Ensign Blackburn was hurt.
I understand that may be how things seem to you. Remember, the clerk controls your perceptions.
So what really happened?
It's complicated, but we created a means for you to overcome clerk influence. But we need your help to free your mind.
How?
Remember, everything in there is symbolic. We'll need you to sneak out of what appears to you to be Monolith Eigen tonight at midnight. Take an electric wheelchair. They're in room 122. We'll have someone watching you from the moment you come out, but we don't want to tip our hand until you're safely away from prying eyes and cameras. So head north along Riverside Boulevard. We'll have our people pick you up as soon as it's safe and we're sure you're not being followed. Do you understand?
Yes. I'll be there, Admiral. It's tonight. Midnight. Yes. I understand. Don't be late.
Visitor to see you, Mac.
Have you remembered anything? About Ray, I mean.
I told you I'd let you know if anything came to mind.
It hasn't?
No.
Did you get the watermelon I had delivered?
I did.
And?
It was really good. I'd never had one before.
Ray loved them. So I think that proves you have something of him.
His taste buds. Tell me, Miss... I don't even know your name.
Rosita. Rosita Lotus. I was hoping you'd remember.
Why is it that none of Ray's other friends and family have come to see me and nobody visits my crew?
I don't think you understand how painful this is.
Painful?
To see a loved one's body revived, but with somebody else inhabiting it. To look into your familiar eyes and see a stranger looking back at me.
I suppose that would be awkward.
Most of them are furious about it. They want Monolith Eigen shut down. Some of them want you guys euthanized.
But you don't.
I don't.
But only because you think there's still something of your husband in me.
Well, possibly.
Don't you see you're responsible for this violence?
That's absurd.
You've stoked this hatred. You've encouraged people not to see them as human. You've convinced people they're going to be replaced.
I've told people the truth. You're responsible for this. Your immoral experiments incited it.
So you endorse the terrorists?
Obviously, I don't endorse their methods. But groups like Union for Humanity wouldn't exist if it weren't for you.
They were founded 3 years before Monolith Eigen.
People like you, and you've been their best recruiter.
Everything that's been happening since we woke up, it's all so scattershot, disjointed.
That's real life. You have to come up with your own narrative, unless you want to trust someone to write it for you.
People will do that?
Employers, politicians, cult leaders, advertisers, anybody who wants to exploit you. They've all got narratives to give your life meaning.
I'm not fond of being manipulated.
Then you have the very challenging job of making sense of everything on your own.
Or I could just accept that it's all nonsense.
Nobody can accept that without going insane.
Are you sure you understand, Mr. Hardcase?
Yes, I'm ready.
Our people will be right behind you, but out of sight.
Good luck, sir.
It's strange going on a mission without you on my side, Misty.
I wish I had the strength to be of use to you tonight.
I'll be drawing from your mental strength. Well, off I go to spring the trap. Nice moonlit night. No streetlights. A fella could sure get kidnapped along here. Looks like I found a taker.
Captain Hardcase, your ride is here.
Glad you can make it.
Into the car, Mr. Hardcase. I won't hesitate to shoot if I need to.
I thought you were out. I mean, aren't you rescuing me from the clerk?
We don't know if you really believe that, or if you believe you're leading us into a trap. Okay, Tony, drive.
If you think it was a trap, why are you here?
Too good an opportunity to pass up.
If the feds are after us, I'll lose them. Don't you worry about it.
Hey, why'd you throw my phone out of the window?
It's another way they could track us.
He hates all phones. Always paranoid about them. Probably enjoys smashing them.
What's up with that one thing?
Checking you for any other potential electronic bugs. Looks like you're clean.
Ain't you gonna give him a bath to be sure?
Keep your eyes on the road, Tony.
My crew and I have defeated monsters and evil empires you couldn't begin to imagine. Small-time punks like you should surrender while you still have the chance.
Captain Invincible is trying to intimidate us. What do you think, Tony? Are you as scared of this little half-human cripple as I am?
Them cyborgs is crazy. It has no ChatGPT.
Hey, why are you using one of these old gasoline cars? Is Union for Humanity suffering budget woes?
We ain't trust nothing that's got a self-driving motor.
Never know when the authorities might remote in and navigate you to a police station. We find Tony here is a lot more reliable driver for our purposes.
Boss, we here!
This is your headquarters?
This is the safe house.
Maybe safe for you. More like an unsafe house for me.
Tony, tie him up.
I am an invalid in a wheelchair. What the hell is the point of tying me up?
Just habit, I guess.
Makes you easier to carry.
I feel like the wheelchair would have made things a lot easier.
Welcome to your new home. Not quite like your 23rd century spaceship, is it?
Offhand, I can't recall squalid, rotting, smelly areas on the Chimera, no. Well, actually, my guy's quarters were pretty close.
How long we staying?
Not my call. I'm gonna make myself a tuna sandwich. Would you like one, Tony?
Sure, boss. Don't think I'm gonna sleep tonight.
I'll take one, too.
You'll have to ask your magic food replicator for that, Captain.
You seem to know a lot about my life on the Chimera.
I've got a television.
What do you mean?
Copter? You think that mean?
We better check. I'll take a peek through the blinds. Damn, electric vans. Can't hear them until it's too late. There's a bunch of them out there already.
Attention, we have you surrounded. Come out of the house now with your hands above your head.
What are we gonna do?
Fuck if I know. Get him into the back room. Shit, they don't wait around, do they? Gas! Tony, it's... Gas! Cover!
Freeze! This one's out. You secure him while I check the back room.
Fair cop!
Read through this, Mr. Hardcase.
You're safe now, Mr. Hardcase. Just wait in the van here.
Hello there, Mac. Glad we didn't lose you.
This is utterly humiliating.
What do you mean?
Being practically a piece of furniture? The helpless bait?
Think of yourself as the princess we had to save.
You're not helping. But I hope it all did some good, at least.
It's unfortunate they didn't take you to their headquarters, but I'm sure the FBI will learn something from an enhanced interrogation of these two.
Torture? But that's...
I know, we taught you it's wrong. But we don't always live up to our ideals. And you'd best not complain when it's our best bet to keep you safe.
How did you save me here anyway? They disposed of my phone and I thought they'd lost any pursuers.
You're a unique being, Mac. The first of your kind. Did you really think we wouldn't have a way to track you?
Yes.
Your brain emits a signal we can track. One of the artificial parts of it.
Well, that's just great.
It's the only reason you're safe right now. Would you rather be a hostage and probably eventually executed? Thought not. Now, let's get you home.
Christmas, Daddy.
What?
Open it, Daddy. It's a spaceship.
It's the Chimera. Thank you.
It's what you wanted, Omar.
Yes. Thank you, Sam.
Not us. You don't want us. Not really.
What? But you're my family.
You want to be out among the stars.
It's the clerk! Get to the basement! The storm cellar!
Your fantasy is destroying us, my dear.
I don't understand! Oh. Computer. Light. Computer?
Mr. Earhart, did you want something?
Just the lights.
I'll have to show you how to do that through your phone. It can do more than just cat videos.
What are cat videos?
I'll show you that too. Now let's get you out of bed.
I can do that on my own.
That's great to see. You know, this is going to be a big day for you, Clay.
It is?
For all of you. You'll see. It's a surprise.
What do you suppose they gathered us all in here for?
All feels rather conspiratorial, depositing us, then walking out.
I'd like to get a drink of water right now, but I can't reach those cupboards.
I'll get you some water.
Dr. Erhard, you can walk!
Getting better at it every day.
I can walk a little, too.
I've taken a few steps, but I can't safely leave my chair on my own yet. What about you, Captain?
I was dead longer than you three.
Congratulations, guys!
Turn off the jam noise!
It's your party!
Dr. Matika insisted we throw you a party, Chris.
I said turn off the jam noise!
What's the party for?
We have some great news for you.
That'd be a welcome change.
You're going home next week!
My home is the bridge of my starship.
Your new homes. Monolith Igon is kindly renting apartments for you so you can live independently.
Conditional on us towing the company line, I presume.
And signing over certain media rights. Don't buy the hand that feeds you, Clay. Millions of homeless Americans would kill for the deal you're getting.
Won't we be targets out there?
Keeping you in Monolith Igon makes us all targets.
Those who haven't already been surgically altered will be before release. Just enough to be sure you aren't recognized.
We'll recommend some new hairstyles, too.
Fashion advice. Just what I was hoping for.
Are you splitting us up?
You'll be able to see each other whenever you like. But we think it's best for you to live separately so you can start to develop your independence. And so your identities don't become obvious by association.
Well, it's about time. I've had more than enough of this limbo. It's time to put this Dr. Erhard character behind me and start a new life of my own in the real world.
Beyond Awakening, Episode 10, Diverging Paths, was written and produced by Paul Narum. It starred John Gauntz as Mac Hardcase, Kate J. White as CEO Martha Vang, Gwyneth Knight as Trisha Blackburn, Sweena Mangal as Dr. Maya Batika, Adam Wade as Mick, Mel Crushmore as Dr. Minnie Moreau, David Loftus as Clay Erhart, Steph Canapa as Misty LaQuille, Roger Arnold as Admiral Graveman, Rue Ryder as Rosita Lotus, Troy Cram as Tony, Alex Foote as Dr. Peterson, Dan Stabb as the FBI agent, So Duo as Death, Audrey J. Williams as Senator Mary Ives, Monai Jordan as Trisha's dream voice, Kat Leroy as Amina, Nick Ben Wong as the clerk, and Alex Davidson as the child. This is Paul Nerum. Music licensed from Joel Studler and Creative Commons Zero and public domain sources. Special thanks to our backers who made this season possible. Capable T001, Jamie Henderson, Sydney Umanya, Joanne Phillips, George Williams, Steph, Kyle Walkinghat, Larry Mangete, EVD, and Dave. If you missed our Season 2 Kickstarter, there's still a chance to make a late pledge for some of the rewards. For just a couple dollars, you can hear the next episode right now and get 7 exclusive bonus miniature episodes. To join, go to quietplease.org/Kickstarter. To learn more about Beyond Awakening or support the show, go to quietplease.org/awakening. Thanks for listening.